This is Polykill, where two men, outnumbered by their games and at war with time, undertake the quest of defeating their lengthy backlogs. Please adjust your seat and prepare your ears for the banter of your hosts, Jake and Travis.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on episode 37 of the Polykill podcast. As always, we are your hosts. I am Travis. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TravPlaysGames. I'm a retro enthusiast. My favorite food is pizza, and I'm on a diet, and that makes me sad.
Well, that does make me sad also as well, too. I'm Jake. I'm the other host. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at TheMcAxel, and I don't buy games anymore, and that also makes me sad. Not as sad as you not eating pizza, but it's probably healthier for both of us if we abstain from these things.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
If you're new to the show, we're just a couple guys under the weights and pressures of life who try to fight our way through our backlogs, keeping priorities straight. Video games are more important than anything else.
Correct. And you got to prioritize them as such.
That's right.
But there are other things that will, you know, take up your time, like earning money and relationships.
Yeah.
But if you can kick those to the curb and just play video games, go for it.
And that's what we try to get through to our listeners.
Exactly.
If you like what you hear so far, or if you stick around, you can check us out on Twitter and at Polykill, and of course our website, polykill.com. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/Polykill Podcast.
Podcast.
If you'd like to drop us a line, get sensual with us, get intimate, you can hit us up at polykillpodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on the Cartridge Club, cartridgeclub.org, which is short for organism.
Orgasm.
Please rate us on iTunes or whatever service that you use, and subscribe to our sad and lonely, less lonely.
Yeah, we're getting some people around it on the YouTube channel.
Yeah. YouTube channel, yeah, that's right. And speaking of polykill.com, you can head over there and check out the latest blog entry by Hokey Briz.
Hokey Briz.
He talks about settlements in Tamriel article. That's what's going on there. Fallout settlements and how that could be applied to a Skyrim-esque or Elder Scrolls game.
Yeah, the next Elder Scrolls. Because we know what happens with a Bethesda game is they try out a new system in one of their landmark flagship series, and then usually that finds its way into the other one.
Right on. Yeah.
So there's a good chance that in the next Elder Scrolls there's going to be like settlement building and shit. So it was his suggestions and ideas and ideas for improvement on how that could work well in the setting of Tamriel.
There's already a little bit of that with Skyrim, the DLC. A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, just building houses.
Tamriel. That'd be a good name for a kid.
No.
They would eventually become someone's old, tanned, leathery Aunt Tammy.
Yeah, they would. That's why you don't do that to a child.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see what you mean. Yeah. All right, time to get into the meat of the business.
Oh, business meat, girl.
All right, recent pickups in On the Radar. So, let's start with pickups. I picked up a few things.
Good for you.
Yeah. So remember last time I had that $15 Xbox gift card, didn't know what to do?
Right.
You know, Rise of the Tomb Raider was on sale, Witcher 3 was on sale.
And you wanted both of them.
I wanted both of them. And then, mid-episode, you sent me a code so I could get Rise of the Tomb Raider for nothing at all.
Correct.
Which was great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hope it didn't make it awkward. Actually, I kind of do. It was fun. But go ahead.
It was fine. No, it's fine. You demanding me to kiss you right on the mouth after was the awkward part, but actually giving me the code was fine.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, downloaded it for free. That was great. So I used my $15 card on Witcher 3, so I managed to pick up both Rise of the Tomb Raider and Witcher 3 in one fell swoop.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I'm a happy man.
As
happy
man. You should be.
And then, as the sabotage here on my sheet, I received the CC Pistry Box, or Mystery Box. And for those of you in or out of the know, the Cartridge Club, if you're on the ends of the Cartridge Club and they like you and trust you, they'll mail a box of mystery to you, and there's games in it. You take out what you want, you put in the same amount that you took out, and you forward it to the next person. It's a really neat idea.
It's a great idea.
And I won't tell you what I picked up. Yeah, it's a great idea. Yeah, I won't tell you what I picked up, but you can find that video on our YouTube channel of the games that I, you know, pulled out of the box and so forth. So check that out. And did you pick up anything?
I didn't pick up a thing, you know, because I'm not supposed to. You know, I'm holding myself to the resolution.
That's good.
And I'm doing well.
Very proud of you.
It's honestly been the last game that I bought was a week before Christmas. So, you know.
Yeah. And aside from that DLC.
Aside from the
and
DLC.
And then you had those pre-orders for
Horizon. We're not counting those.
Okay. Those. I'm just letting the audience know.
Fuck off.
In case we have a newcomer, this is what's going on with you.
Yeah. I'm not buying games aside from pre-orders.
Okay.
And I had two pre-ordered, one I've already received. I'm waiting on another one next week.
Okay. And games on the radar. So for the next 2 weeks, there's not really anything there for me. I know there's some Kingdom Hearts games that are coming out, like some remixes.
Well, yeah.
Don't care.
Six games in one, though. I mean, it's only on PS4, so you shouldn't care.
Well, it's a good value, but
it is a great value. And honestly, it may be something that I'm looking hard at it because, you know, in the last episode we talked about franchises in which we had never ventured, and I feel like this is a great way to do that. Because if I'm not badly mistaken, at least one of these remixes or compilations, they took out all the gameplay and just gave you the cutscenes and the story, which is a brilliant idea, in my opinion, so you don't have to play through the whole thing if you don't want to. You can just, like...
But the game is still there?
No, the game's not there. The game is not there. It's like, here's one game, here's a bunch of cutscenes from another game, here's another game. So I think that's how it went. I don't know if that's the case on this one or not.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I thought so too, but I also think it's interesting.
I think it would have been nice to have the option to also play it.
Yeah, I mean, this one's being advertised as six games, so I think they're all there.
You know what? I just had an idea. It would be cool that once you got to the end of the game, mm-hmm. if it would play, you know, cutscenes and sequences of the game that made sense back as a movie.
Okay, sure.
You know, like even some of the situations you played through, maybe if it recorded those important bits, maybe not you trekking around
doing things.
But like the moments that were important in the game and replayed that back as a full story, and you could, it would help a lot of stories and games that are become disjointed because you break away from it.
Right.
It would help it become more of a fluid, single, linear thing. And that'd be a good idea.
It would be.
All right. Well, I got my good idea of the show out of the way early.
Yeah, you did.
What's on your radar coming up here in the next 2 weeks there, partner?
Persona 5.
Mm-hmm.
I am so excited for this game. I'm a big fan of the Persona series. I've played 2 and 3. Haven't finished 4, but, you know, for good reason, because it's freaking huge. And the thing about, you know, an RPG, especially a JRPG, at least in my opinion, you don't have to play the entire thing to know that you like it. I mean, you have to play the entire thing to know the story, obviously, but to get engrossed with the characters and the systems and the world and the art and the music and the setting, you don't need to play the whole thing. But I do plan on finishing Persona 4 at some point. However, Persona 5, it's right here, finally upon us. It was supposed to be out like a year ago, got delayed. Supposed to be out in February, it got delayed. But here it is at last, a week away, and I am excited.
And it's coming in the mail for you.
It is. Yeah, this is one of the ones I pre-ordered. I actually checked yesterday to see, because I know I pre-ordered like the bigger edition. And this is a $75 edition, but it comes with a lot of extra shit. Like a lot of extra shit. So I'm pretty excited because, you know, base game's $60 and like for 15 extra bucks you get all these extra goodies, like physical items.
And posters and
manga. Some sweet stuff.
That's cool.
So hopefully I'll share that with you all on YouTube once it arrives.
Oh, that'll be exciting.
Yeah, it will be.
Well, I'm actually kind of looking forward to that game, too. Now, I've not played a Persona game, and I've had 4 on my, I guess on my bucket list for a while, but just kind of excited to see, because it's been a while since 4, yeah?
I mean, yeah, since PS2 days.
Yeah.
Like, so. I mean, they did the PS4 Golden on Vita, which was not really a remaster, but they kind of, you know, they made it 16:9, widescreen. I don't think they really did a lot to the visuals, maybe a little bit, but they added VO to everything. So it's fully voice acted, which I don't think the PS2 version is. I could be wrong on that, but I'm thinking that's one of the additions that they made for the golden version of the game. But yeah, it's been a long time since there's been a full entry into the Persona series. They've done like a few spinoffs like Dancing All Night and Persona Arena. So which are spinoff games, like one's a dancing game, one's a fighting game. I'm excited.
Yeah, well, I'm excited for you. And in our react section, if we don't react to my goddamn neighbor with his weed eater right now.
Right? I mean, what is it? Is it April yet? Is it springtime?
Is it 9 a.m. right now, though?
Is it? No? No?
Is it 10?
It's not.
It's like a little after.
Sure.
It's almost 11
It's almost
in the
11
morning.
In the morning. It's fine.
Whatever. So, Mass Effect Andromeda, I remember, and this is kind of like Super Bomberman R as well for me.
Yeah.
Last couple episodes, I'm like, these are the games I'm excited for. They're coming out. Mm. But then the initial reviews were kind of ho-hum.
Right.
Pointed to a lot of issues with them. Now, I try not to be overly susceptible to review, I guess.
Yeah, you don't want to color your perceptions.
Yeah, it's true, but it does. I mean, I watch reviews for that reason. I want to know what I'm getting myself into.
Sure,
you know? So
sure.
I think it, you know, Andromeda is still a game I want to play. It's just not a game I'm going to get sooner than I'd hope.
Sure,
you know what I mean?
So sure.
Kinda, I'll wait till it gets cheap.
Yeah.
It's also not that, I think a lot of the issues with it are so glaringly bad. It's not, you know, it's not a No Man's Sky situation at all.
No.
It's a lot of it's cosmetic. You read the reviews, people are like, you know, under the hood, still a decent game. It's still, you know, on par, if not maybe a little behind some of the earlier entries. It's just not groundbreaking. It's not what you wanted for a 5-year wait. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
and the first new gen entry into the series.
Exactly, yeah. And that's disappointing, sure, but I mean, if you liked Mass Effect, you like the universe, you still get some Mass Effect out of it. That's okay.
Yeah.
So I'll probably still play it eventually. I'm just going to wait until it's balls cheap and played out, basically. When nobody wants to hear about it anymore, I will pick it up.
And it'll probably be patched all to hell.
Oh,
by the time you get to it.
Yep.
And by patch all the hill, I mean in a good way.
But I'm just a little disappointed because we were on this roll of just great games coming out. Like, you know,
it's true.
Horizon and Breath of the Wild and Nier and all these, you know, the Switch released to great acclaim. And then I was like, all right, Mass Effect, what a great time to be alive. And then just kind of.
Yep.
So whatever.
Yeah. And it's interesting because like when we talked about this last time, I discussed, I guess, some of my fears that, you know, the press coverage was weird. The marketing was kind of scaled back. I felt they canceled the multiplayer beta. They showed very little gameplay right up until like a month or two before release. And I was like, maybe they're just trying to keep some under the hood. But I'm afraid that it was not the case. I'm afraid it's just that they weren't terribly proud of what it was.
That's what I said. That was my suggestion.
It was.
I was right for once.
And I was trying to be freaking, you know, I guess positive and optimistic. But I'll be damned if EA didn't make love to the dog a little bit on that release.
Screwing the pooch, as you might say.
Same.
All right. Gaming resolution. So I'll go ahead and say... two stayed yellow for me.
Okay.
Did not beat a space shmup.
Have you tried?
No.
Okay. So it should be red.
Well, it is. I haven't gotten that far yet. A Link to the Past, beat it. That's green.
Yeah.
A yellow one, continued to attempt games on secondary platforms.
Mm-hmm.
In the mail, I received a game from loyal fan, a Latino lawyer, Tempest for the Jaguar.
Classic game on a secondary platform,
right?
Right, obviously.
The Jaguar might even be... beyond secondary, it's way down there in terms of platforms. But
that's true.
Try Tempest on it; and it's actually pretty fun.
Okay,
yeah, it's I knew that Tempest. It's kind of a classic, arcadey kind of deal,
right?
And you guys are making fun of me because you're just fucking over there shooting shapes, man.
No, I wasn't making fun of you.
You were. You said
was,
that you were making fun.
Maybe.
Of you said I was just over there playing with shapes
a little bit.
But you know, it's fun. It's addictive. So I had fun with it. Thanks again, a Latino lawyer, for that. So I did continue. Now I don't even know if you can beat Tempest. I mean, I didn't come close, but it was fun.
I don't know either. I think I played a version of that on Vita, or at least a successor to it, because it's where you're on the end of a geometric shape and you kind of move around the perimeter of it.
Yeah, somewhat like Gyrus. I think that also had a similar concept. Play more classic RPGs. I did do that, and I might unveil that one a little bit later in the show, but that one's also yellow. Or technically green, because if it's just to play more, I indeed did that.
Okay. Well, I mean, we'll take that.
Sure.
I think that's better than nothing at all.
What did you do?
Pretty much everything stayed static. I didn't really put any more time into The Witcher or Dragon Age or Divinity or Persona 4 or Skyrim or Fallout.
Because you're a piece of shit?
No, it's just because I've been, you know, playing.
You've been busy.
I didn't really beat any more retro games. I didn't really try.
I know you didn't.
Did I try since the last episode?
No. You haven't done anything.
I'm trying to remember when I came over here and played all that
shit. We talked about that last episode.
Okay, I couldn't remember. You know, life happens. I'm still tracking progress A-okay.
That's good.
And I still haven't bought any new games aside from the exclusions.
That's really the big deal to me. I don't care if you do this other shit. Purchasing no games for 6 months is huge.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It is. It's huge. It's huge. Huge. And hopefully it'll give me the opportunity to clean out some of the backlog. It hasn't thus far, you know, 3 months into the year, but... Not to go off on a tangent, but life has been crazy. Work has been busy. School has been taking up my time and so forth and so on. So hopefully at some point I'll get a little break and be able to plow through some of these things in the backlog.
Well, we're going to clean out the backlog a little later in the show, so worry not.
We are. We are.
But before we get to that, what happened last time on the show, though?
I don't know.
Yeah, clearly, because you already forgot what we talked about.
Previously on Polykill, Jake finally gets his mitts on Horizon Zero Dawn and falls in love. Trav starts Bayonetta 2 and potentially missed a major element in Dragon Quest 8 despite getting to the final boss. Jake continues to be a master of Overwatch while Trav completes Quantum Break and Demon's Crest, video game franchises that the fellas have never played, and what it might take to get them into those series serve as the topic of discourse. Finito.
All right, so now we're back for the games that we added to the backlog. God, that was gross. It's like a dying moose.
Hey, it's called country music.
Oh.
All right, moving on.
So I added to the backlog. I talked about it earlier. Picked up Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Picked it up. It was handed to you, ass.
Whatever. It wasn't even handed to me. It was...
Yeah, it was IM'd to
you. IM'd to me. But no, this game is a tall glass of bona fide tits. I have loved it.
It's truth.
I actually don't remember it being as acclaimed as, you know, as I think it should be when it came out.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I felt like it, I mean, part of what was the weird exclusivity that it got on Xbox One.
Yeah, that 2 month head start.
It was a year head start.
Was it a head? Was it a year?
It was a full year.
Oh, Jesus.
So I think what happened was, it, you know, obviously, Xbox is a bit behind, generationally speaking, in terms of sales numbers and just overall, I think, brand visibility this time.
Yeah, I agree.
And you make that game, which is kind of a PlayStation hallmark.
That's a good point.
And exclusive to this other platform that's not doing as well.
It was published by Microsoft.
Yeah, initially, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Then Squeenix was able to, mm-hmm. you know, move it on over to
squirrel
PlayStation.
It. Squirrel it.
But I think the interesting thing is that this game is so damn good, but not many people know about it. And that's the sad. I mean, Time, I think it was Time magazine, maybe? Like, they put it in there, like, at number, like, 18 top 50 games of all time. Like,
yeah, I remember reading that.
It's something, some really weird thing.
I mean, that might be too much, but it's still good.
You know, it's hard for me to argue with it because I can't really think of, like, I have little qualms with the game, just little qualms, but they're design not design flaws, just design choices. So it's just an opinion. It's not like, well, it's something, but something if it's broken. But yeah. Visually, it's beautiful.
Striking.
Beautiful game.
Very good.
So I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, you know, we talked about, it doesn't really do anything too innovative. It's just really good at being the game that it is.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it's somewhat lost because, you know, there was the original, or not the original, but the
remake
first,
from 2013.
Yeah, yeah. It's just Tomb Raider and then Rise of the Tomb Raider. And, like, I, you know, the cover art even looks the same. So I went to play this one after I downloaded and actually clicked on the wrong one and started playing. And I was like, this seems familiar. Oh, I've already played this one. So
I see.
I mean, that could just be me being an idiot. But if I'm even an average person, the below average person might got confused too. You know what I mean?
Sure, I gotcha.
So
yeah, I think the
this doesn't really stand apart from the outside.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, it definitely feels like the same game in a way, like control wise and things like that.
I mean, it's certainly better, but I agree. There's not a ton of variance. But you know, there's more tombs or whatever.
Right.
The puzzles aren't challenging. I mean, it's really a big departure from the original Tomb Raiders, where you would, you know, push blocks around for half an hour and shoot at a fucking dinosaur.
Yeah,
that doesn't happen anymore.
I mean, no.
It's pretty grounded in it has mysticism, but not really that sci-fi element.
Right.
Right. And that's okay. It's okay to be different. I mean, it's taken the Uncharted recipe, removed the humor from it, and made it a serious character arc,
yeah,
so to speak.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like it. I really do like it. I don't like the audio logs, though. That's the one thing.
Yeah, but that was my complaint. Just and that's a design choice. It's not a flaw. It's not like it's broken. It's just, I don't like audio logs. Just take those out of games.
Doesn't make
sense
to just find audio logs in a cave, for one.
No.
And also doesn't make sense to, when you find an audio log, for it to show the
text.
The text of the audio log on the screen, and that'll let you, like, it reads it to you as you're looking at it. And you can't, if you leave that screen, it'll stop. So it's,
if I recall, in Batman Arkham Asylum, you could get those audio logs, and they would play while you continue to move around.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
which is the best way to do that, because honestly, you know, you're slowing down the pacing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like that.
Anyway, like,
that's a whole rant.
Hold on a second. Ralph! The fuck? We could let him in, I guess. He's not going to do anything but walk in here and get bored and leave.
That's fair. So what else did you put on your backlog?
Well, The Cartridge Club, they do a game every month. Coming up over the summer, they're doing a Final Fantasy 2/4. You know that confusing thing that happens with Final Fantasy?
Yep.
And so I picked up Final Fantasy 2, which I believe is the right one. I hope I didn't play enough into it and then realize I'm playing the wrong one. But it's for the Super Nintendo.
Okay.
Yep. Classic Final Fantasy entry. I've been playing it a little bit. I'm obviously not good at Final Fantasies. I tend to get really far and then tank.
Stop.
But somehow I managed to get 4 hours into this one without it really feeling like 4 hours.
That's nice.
It's okay. You know, I just put a podcast on or some music and just kind of mindlessly dabble with it or talk on the phone with my dad and play it. And it's been okay.
Cool.
Yeah. That's all I'll say about it for now.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it's all right. I added it to the backlog.
All right. Well, I didn't add anything.
Of course you didn't.
As you know. Yep. So this section is going to be boring for me.
You know what other section is going to be boring?
Completing games.
The next one, because for the first time, what is it, 37 episodes?
37 episodes.
Over a year and a half. Usually one of us, or every single time, one of us has beaten at least a game.
One game.
And that means for the first time in over a year and a half, we've gone 2 weeks, both of us, without beating one apiece.
This is weird.
No games got beat.
Yeah.
In the last 2 weeks.
We got no polykills.
None. Not even a serial kill.
Not a solo kill?
Nothing.
Yeah.
What a piece of shit.
What a shit bag of people we are.
Well, if you are a shit bag of a people, this episode is sponsored by Cowden Technologies, LLC. Caltech specializes in building full-stack web applications utilizing modern technologies like Ruby on Rails.
Ruby.
And AngularJS. If you're looking to take your business idea to market or have a software need that can support your goals, be sure to contact Cowden Technologies for a free consultation. To get started on building and launching your concept, email sales@cowden.tech. That is sales@cowden.tech. And as always, thank you, Cowden Tech, for making our show possible.
Thank you. Namaste.
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 You know what it's time for now?
It's time for
the long play. You left me hanging, you piece of shit.
I did. You left me hanging earlier, so...
I didn't.
Yeah.
I never did that.
You did.
Well,
it's
already
a long play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The long play, yeah.
It's a long play!
The game that... There you go. It's the game that we're spending time with in our backlog the most.
Correct.
I've already touched on Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Yes, you have.
Spending a lot of time with that. I'm actually really close to finishing it, to be honest with you. Well, so I was almost had one.
Okay.
Almost had a completion.
Yeah.
But also putting a little more time into Bayonetta 2.
Bayonetta.
And, I mean, dude, it's tits, yeah. It's hair, it's bum, it's everything you want. It's good.
It's heel guns.
It has addictive, it's just addictive. Like, it's just punch, kick, shoot, stab, dodge, repeat.
Yep.
So fun.
Good formula.
Yeah, it really is.
Good formula.
Yeah, I think I'm almost done with it as well. Maybe another hour and a half or so left.
Yeah, cool.
So next time I'll have two games beaten, at least.
Smart city.
Unless something terrible happens to me.
Yeah, which we hope it doesn't.
Oh, yes.
So I've been playing, for my long play, Horizon Zero Dawn, 0% APR for 12 months.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah,
that's pretty good, right?
Look at the juicy one. Yeah, I think this is probably... I think I'm at the point where I'm not really sure, like, where I am story-wise, because I, like, honestly, I get lost in this world, and not lost as in I don't know where I am. I just really want to walk around, and I want to hunt the machines and level up and gather sticks and twigs and berries and find these rare items that I can take to vendors and sell and make money and then buy a new bow or an upgrade or a new suit of armor or something. And I just really just love running around and climbing things and shooting boars and turkey. And it's just so much fun to be in the world and like the beauty of the landscapes and the way it's put together and just the lighting. It just, you just want to just walk around in this place. So I really don't even know how far I've gotten in the story. Like, I played some last night and picked up another mission and progressed that a little bit. And, but man, yeah, I'm not really playing the story in order at all in terms of, like, I'll just play a mission and then, like, complete it and then, like, just go run around for hours. So I really don't know how far along I am, but I'm still loving it and it's still gorgeous, and I'll just go into photo mode and just zoom around and look at things and not even take pictures and just back out, but just look at shit.
Nice.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Of what you've played of the story so far, I mean, do you like it? Are you captivated?
I wouldn't say I'm, like, extremely hooked, but I'm very curious.
Okay.
Like, it's not like I have this compulsion to finish it. And I think part of it is I don't want to finish it.
Right. Are you actively avoiding the main quest?
Not really actively, because, I mean, I'm honestly not doing a lot of the side quests or, you know, ancillary missions. I'm pretty much just playing the main stuff and, like, playing the side ones as they come up. But I think part of me just really wants to savor the ever-living hell out of this, and I'm a little afraid to just push through. So,
and that's why nothing's getting beaten.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. But I do love it. I do love it, and we'll continue to love it, and we'll continue to hail it as the best PS4 game that you can buy.
That's good.
My buddy James.
Buddy James.
He ran the game because he saw my screenshots and was like, holy shit. So he's like, I have to play this game. He had some, you know, range of hype for the game prior to release. Saw my screenshots, heard me talk about it. It's like, I've got to go rent this to see if I actually like it, because he's kind of picky with games.
Mm-hmm.
Goes and rents it from Redbox, I think, which was a great find.
Yeah.
And then it was like, all right, I love this game, so I want to buy it. So he really wanted to get the collector's edition. So he looked everywhere, looked on Amazon, GameStop, all the places that would have it. No one had it, but there was a store, a GameStop store, about 2 hours away. Hour and a half away, that had one.
Wow.
And he was like, I'm not going to go all the way over there to get that. I'll just get the regular one. I was like, go to the GameStop, tell them that you want it, and see if they'll just courier it over next time that they go between stores. He was like, will they do that? I was like, they've offered to do that for me before. So just try. So they did. So,
oh, very cool.
Yeah, he snagged him a collector's edition.
Very nice.
Put up some pictures of it. So yeah, it's beautiful. So it's awesome.
Is the collector's edition a bit more expensive?
Yeah, I think it's like $120, so double the price.
How?
But it comes with like a nice big statue of Aloy and an art book.
Well, that's cool. Statues are always fun.
Yeah, yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that does it for long plays then.
Yeah, it does.
Now it's time for the games on the side quests.
Side quests.
I've already talked about Final Fantasy 2/4, that confusing thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Something else I'm almost ashamed to bring up, but...
Oh, here we go.
But I played, it was a mobile release. I played it for a minute, got tired of it quickly. It found its way on the Xbox, and now I can't put it down, and that's Fallout Shelter.
God.
And it was a stopgap for me. Like, I was like, oh, man, I'm too tired to really get into a game, but, you know, I just want to sit here for a minute and pet the cat and relax and play Fallout Shelter. I'm 15 hours in.
Good God, man. Good
and I was
God.
Like, I'm probably going to get to, I want to get to 100 people so I can unlock all the rooms, and I'll consider it beaten at that point. I'll be like, I'm done. It's over. But, you know, it's kind of addictive. I'm not going to lie, man. I don't, you go, judge me. It's fine.
I will, and you shouldn't lie.
But you know what? What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? I guess play Fallout Shelter instead of beating games.
Well, it has a charm to it.
I understand completely. I don't understand that. But I understand playing games that have charm and avoiding other games because you're engrossed into it.
It's just so like I can just come home and just play for a few minutes.
Yeah.
I Tomb Raider is like a whole thing.
Right. It's a process.
Final Fantasy, I can't really just save whenever I want. I have to be at a place.
You got to have a plot of time set out for it.
Yeah. So yeah. This is kind of the I mean, to be fair, when I set out to play it for just a few minutes, it turns into longer than that because I'm like, well, I can do this. I need to wait for this to be done so that I can do this and this. And gotcha. It's a vicious cycle.
Is it free?
Yeah.
I need to check it out then. Because I wouldn't be buying a game.
Oh.
See what I'm doing there? See what I just did?
Yeah.
Okay, so for me, it's been Overwatch. And of course, I can honestly say I've sunk more time into Overwatch than I have Horizon Zero Dawn in the last 2 weeks easily. And that's because it's competitive mode. Season 4 is happening, so I'm trying to rank up. Not doing well. I'm just sort of fluctuating, going up and down, winning and losing, remaining static in my rank.
Last few weeks you've been touting that hot shit of you, and you're like, what? I'm awesome.
Well, I am awesome. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm decent. You ask Flock of Nerds. I'm just kidding. I played good with him the other night. Me and James and Flock of Nerds and one of his friends got on there and played some arcade matches. It was weird because they just dropped a new hero, Orisa, which is a new anchor tank. I guess I would consider her like a beetle centaur.
Anchor tank. That's like my favorite sex position.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Nice. Yeah, I'm always anchor tank.
Power bottom. but the... So we were playing arcade mode because we wanted to play some arcadey stuff because the rule sets in arcade are just kind of random, and you can make your own custom rule sets. It's pretty cool. Anyway, the point is we played this and we played. You could play as many duplicate heroes as you want to. Mm-hmm. So which basically led to everybody playing this new character for the most part, and it was hilarious because like this character can drop shields. She has like a 400 hit points, which is fairly high for the game. She can drop these 900 hit point shields. She got a 400 round, well, not 400 round, like 200 round capacity, maybe 100 round capacity machine gun. So like everyone's just like running around with these tanks, and but I had a blast, you know. Just the game just keeps on giving, and I can't stop playing it. I played a couple before I came here, played a couple matches. I went home last night at midnight and still decided to play some matches. It's just got its hooks in me pretty hard, and I'm learning some new characters and trying to branch out. Like usually Soldier 76 or Sombra are my mains. Sometimes I'll play a Zarya, and then a couple days ago I decided to start trying with Tracer and having some decent success.
Cool, so, man.
I just love it.
I can tell.
It's great. It's a great
game. Absolutely tell. Well, a lot of people like it, and that's good.
Over 26 million, I think, at this point.
That's great.
Play the game. So, yeah.
Yeah, Blizzard, man, they just know how to get an online community just massive. And
they just know how to
sustainable.
Just manufacture crack cocaine.
That's true. That is a good point. All right. Is it time for our discourse?
I think so. Probably maybe a little bit.
All right. Well, I'm going to... This is a little different for us. We're doing some spring cleaning.
Spring.
And in the spirit of March Madness, shooty hoops, game, elimination, college basketball season, we are taking that to the backlogs. Pitting our own backlog games against themselves and trying to get some of them out of here that we're just not going to play, Jacob.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, to be fair, there's some dead weight in our backlogs.
And you don't need that. It weighs you down. You look at your list of games, and you're not reasonable sometimes. You're thinking, you know, I'll get to it, you know. Yeah. But life's short, and games, they haven't quit making games. You're right. Always going to have something you want to play.
There's new shit all the time.
Always. So the way that we're going to do this is we've come up with these brackets, and we have them in groups of eight. And out of every group of eight, we're going to pit them against each other, and one's going to get eliminated from the backlog. Now, I have 16 total games, so that's two brackets for me, so I'll be eliminating two games. Jake has 32 games on his fucking backlog.
That is correct.
And so he's going to have four groups of eight, meaning four games will be knocked out of his backlog by the end of this episode.
Yeah.
There will be tension, I hope.
The drama is real?
Why I came up with this. The drama is so real. So,
I know it's a... Elite Eight and Sweet 16 and Final Four. What is 32?
Stupid. It's a stupid amount of fucking games is what 32 is.
Stupid 32.
The stupid 32.
All right, so we're at the stupid 32.
Well, you are.
I am.
Why don't you go first since you have 32 stupid games?
All right. So in bracket one, I have the matchups that are the following. I don't know exactly how I'm doing this. I'm just going to roll through them. So this is all new. We didn't rehearse this, guys. This is real.
Do you want me to set this up? Because you're tripping right now.
This is live sports.
In bracket one, he has Grim Fandango, which he brought up in episode 8, November 2015. Been there a while. And Sherlock Holmes from episode 4, October 2015, against each other.
Crimes and Punishment.
Which one do you want to play? Which one do you not want to play?
I'm going to say I want to play Grim Fandango.
All right. So Grim Fandango survives. Sherlock Holmes will go to the next round.
Go to the next round.
Next, you have Dark Souls 2, a game that you mentioned episode 10, 2015. Now, Dark Souls 3 is out. You're still thinking about Dark Souls 2?
Well, yeah.
Okay. And then Battlefield 1, one you were tits up about back in October of 2016.
Correct.
Which one stays, which one leaves? We're not there yet, but if, you know.
Dark Souls 2 of those two would go.
Okay. So you're keeping Battlefield 1.
Yeah.
Okay. So I probably should start writing these down. Did you say you were keeping Grimm?
I'm keeping Grimm.
And you're keeping Battlefield, so that's Dark Souls. Okay, so next for you, Mafia 3. Mm-hmm. From October 2016 versus Volume, a game I've not even heard you mention again since December of 2015.
That's a good point.
What's going on there?
Well, Mafia 3 will be the one that I will want to keep in that situation, mainly because Volume is I want to play it, but it's just it doesn't it didn't hook me. So
Have you played any of it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, so yeah. you tried it, and you're not too high on it.
Not great.
All right, and finally in this bracket, Fallout 4, mm-hmm. which has been around since the Fallout 4 episode, basically, Episode 7, way back in November of 2015.
Dang.
And the Uncharted Collection. Now, that's a little weird because it's multiple games. You beat a few of them there, yeah?
I beat one. I'm on my way on the second one.
All right, and that was from back in 2015 as well. So,
yeah, these are old.
What are you doing with those?
Probably I'll go with keeping Uncharted and not Fallout 4.
Oh, goodness gracious. I didn't know that. That's an upset for me.
It's a bit of an upset, mainly because I've got other RPGs I can play right now.
Okay. Yeah. Good enough. All right, so let's go back up. Now that now we got Sherlock versus Dark Souls 2. Who stays? Who leaves?
Dark Souls stays of those two matchups, I think, mainly because I feel like that Sherlock is, I don't know, I don't feel like it's as rich a gaming experience as Dark Souls would be.
Maybe after I talked about it and kind of vicariously experienced it through my ho-humness about it?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think so.
And then Volume versus Fallout 4, an intriguing matchup.
Very different matchup. Mm-hmm. This is Villanova versus OSU or something. ODU.
Sure.
I don't know. This made some shit up. I don't even know if those teams are good at basketball. So I'm going to say that Fallout 4 will stay. Volume will go.
Okay. I kind of saw that coming.
Yeah, of course.
All right. So here in the finals, this was the winner of this, or the loser, rather, is off the backlog. You're not going to play it. You're not going to put it on your backlog. We're not going to talk about it ever again. Sherlock Holmes, Crimes and Punishments versus Volume.
So here's where I get, I guess, a little sentimental. Volume is a game that's made by a developer that I like, Mike Bithell, who made Thomas Was Alone. I know you shat upon the game. You hate the game. You think it's drivel and arrogant trash. But I like the guy, and I like the game.
Didn't go that far with it.
Yeah, you did.
You did.
Shut up.
Thought it was okay.
Quiet.
It was just shapes and shit.
All right. So I'm going to say that Sherlock is out of the backlog.
All right. Keeping that volume.
Yeah, keeping the volume. Pump
All
it up.
Right.
Pump up the volume.
Crimes and Punishments is officially gone from your backlog. Had been on there. It's not the old. Well, it is one of the older. But there are more that are older. That was from episode 4, my man, October of 2015. We were just boys back then.
We were just young men trying to figure out what was going on with all the pubic hair on this podcast.
Yeah, all the front bush.
Yeah.
Now,
our voices deepened.
That's true. Since you want to do two in a row?
Let's do two in a row, yeah, because honestly.
Was that fun for you?
No, it was good. I was good.
Okay, good.
It was good. You enjoy it? Was it good for you?
Oh, cigarette for me, please.
Sweet.
All right, Jake's second bracket.
Oh, God, here we go.
Coming up, the first matchup in this bracket, State of Decay from episode 5, October of 2015, versus a newly added game to the backlog, Pokemon Moon, from episode 29 back in November of this past year, 2016.
Well.
What's going on there? What do you think?
Well, I think Pokemon Moon will stay, so State of Decay advances.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next up, Patapon. This is the oldest game on your list.
This is
from episode 3, September of 2015.
Goddamn.
And Salt and Sanctuary.
Ooh.
Episode 16, March 2016.
Ooh.
What do you think there?
I'm going to say that Salt and Sanctuary stays.
Okay.
I'm in love with the charm of that game.
Yeah.
I'm in love with the RPG elements, the dark souls-iness.
When's the last time you played that?
A long time ago.
Had you ever touched Patapon, which
no.
sounds like a feminine hygiene product?
No.
You have not even
touched
it?
I have touched those, but I have not touched Patapon.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just being honest.
Next round. Skyrim Special Edition.
Special dish.
Added that back in November.
Mm-hmm.
And Evolve, which was the last episode at, I think, or pretty close,
very recently. Recent. Yeah. A couple episodes ago, maybe.
Sure. Yeah, because it was free. It's Games of Gold right now. You added that to the backlog. Between the two of those, what do you think?
I think Skyrim stays, definitely. Evolve can go suck a lollipop.
Easy now. Okay. Lollipop, that's not bad.
Yeah.
And lastly in this bracket, we have Assassin's Creed Syndicate versus Hotline Miami 2. Hotline Miami 2 also coming from that episode 3 long, long ago, back in September of 2015.
Wow.
I don't know when you added Syndicate. That was back in episode 20, June 20th, last summer.
Yeah.
Last summer. So what do you think there? What do you think?
I think Syndicate stays.
Okay.
Hotline Miami
will advance.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, back up to the top. State of Decay versus
Patapon. I'm going to say State of Decay stays.
Oh, wow.
Patapon moves on.
Man. What is State of Decay? Is that the
zombie?
Is it the parkour one?
No. No, that's Dying Light.
Dying Light, okay, okay.
Yeah, which I don't have on my backlog, which maybe at some point I will, because I talked about that once upon a time. Yeah. So the other two, Evolve versus Hotline Miami 2, I'm going to say Evolve Advances.
Okay. Have you played any of the Hotline Miami 2?
I have, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's a little bit, more difficult.
It's tougher. Yeah, it's definitely really tougher. So Patapon versus Evolve.
Okay.
I'm going to say, wow, this is, wow.
Wow,
it's fine. I'm going to say that. God, man, this is a tough matchup. This is going down to the wire. This is double overtime.
I'm worried for you.
The coach is pacing on the sidelines.
Yeah.
I need a Seth Allen here.
Is this making it worse?
I say Patapon's out of the backlog.
Out of the backlog. The eldest game in your backlog.
Yeah.
Just died.
I'm going to be honest here, and maybe it's deception.
I wish you'd be honest.
On my part. Mm-hmm. But they are going to release a remastered edition of Patapon for PS4 in the near.
So you're going to skirt around that, add
so
it back in later.
I'll probably add that back in, because I really do want to play this game. But
you're a politician, man. That was sketchy.
Loophole. All right, it's time for you to get on this.
Okay.
So I'm gonna jump in here. I'm not gonna have the dates in front of me. Maybe I don't know. Maybe you can tell me.
Okay,
when the games are added. So
sure.
Let's go with matchup number uno dos.
Okay. What? Okay.
All right. So the first matchup in Trav's bracket is Dragon Quest VIII versus God of War Chains of Olympus.
Yeah, Dragon Quest VIII. That was episode 16, March 2016. Chains of Olympus, episode 30.
Now, this is not that long ago.
Yeah, not too
like
long
three
ago.
3 months ago.
But you know what? I'm really close to beating Dragon Quest VIII. That's absolutely going to stay.
So
not high on Chains of Olympus.
So, yeah, you never have been.
It's not the, you know, obviously it's not a definitive God of War. It's not correct. It's not a big notch in the belt had I beaten it. So I'm going to
advance God of War.
Yeah, I'm going to advance that one.
Okay. All right, other matchup. Now this one, Fatal Frame.
Yeah.
This one you probably have a little investment in.
Yeah, well, I do, and I have a buddy playing it with me.
There we go.
So it's going to absolutely stay.
It's versus Decap Attack, which is that fantastic game.
Yeah, a little Sega. It's a fun Sega game. Yeah, it's not terrible. It's been over a year. It was December of 2015, so it's been a while.
So of the two, you're going to keep Fatal Frame.
Absolutely.
All right, yeah. So Fatal Frame. All right.
We'll advance, yep.
Fatal Frame advances.
Yep, yep, yep.
All right, next matchup, Parasite Eve 2 versus Golden Sun. Now, Parasite Eve 2, this is a successor to a game that you've had a long-standing relationship with.
Yeah, I love the Parasite Eve series quite a bit.
It's a good series. Golden Sun, you kind of hate for the dialogue.
I hate it for the dialogue, and it's just becoming, I play it so seldomly. When I come back into it, I have no idea where I was going, what I was doing. And it doesn't have for as much dialogue as the game has, mm-hmm. it's very mum about what you should be doing. So I'm probably going to keep Parasite Eve 2. I'm having fun with it.
Golden Sun advances.
Yeah, Golden Sun advances. It's decently far into Parasite Eve 2 as well. Actually, probably decently far into Golden Sun. I just don't have the interest right now.
You just don't care?
Just don't care.
You got to care, man. All right, so Assassin's Creed Black Flag, Shadow of the Colossus.
Black Flag from episode 4.
This
long
is a long
ago,
time ago, yeah.
And Shadow of the Colossus from episode 13 of February of last year.
Now, one's a classic PS2 game mm-hmm. from a lauded, celebrated development team.
Absolutely.
Assassin's Creed Black Flag, arguably the best game in the AC series.
Yeah, I agree.
Arguably.
I really, really enjoyed Eco and that flavor and that what that team did. I'm going to keep Colossus and let Black Flag move on. I'm still, believe it or not,
you're still in Burnout, right?
Still am. I don't think I've played an Assassin's Creed game since we've done this podcast. So
that's probably true. Well,
that's a hefty amount of Burnout.
Three.
Yeah, right at the beginning.
Right at the beginning. Yeah. So, I mean, there's very, very, very little overlap.
Yep.
All right, so we're moving on to the matchups of God of War versus Fatal Frame.
It should be God of War versus Decap Attack, by the way.
You're right.
And between the two of those, I think I would rather keep Decap Attack.
God of War is out.
It was just boring to me. It was just kind of boring to me.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Letting it advance over Decap.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. So now here's a weird one. We got Burnout versus Disinterest. Golden Sun versus AC Syndicate.
AC Black Flag.
That's
matter of fact.
Yeah. I'm typing all this wrong.
All right,
there we go. So man. which one, where are we going with this?
You know, I remember long ago you talking about, and it was probably episode 4, you talked about all of the great things.
Oh, the shanties.
Actually, it was I think it was the first episode.
It may have been premiere because that was the fours and more.
Yeah, yeah.
If you recall our titles, you were playing GTA 4. Yeah. I was playing AC 4.
And you had a lot of good. Now, I think you eventually got to a point where you were about ready for it to be over. But you talked about how much fun you had being on the ships and doing the stuff with the singing and the
combat.
The singing and the combat and the, you know.
And the pudding.
And the pudding. He's a bad man. But I think I want to experience that a little bit, so I'm willing to let Golden Sun advance here and keep, believe it or not, an Assassin's Creed on my backlog.
Well, this is a shock, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Golden Sun out of the tournament.
Out of the tournament. Well, we have one more matchup. So God of War, Chains of Olympus.
Oh, yeah.
Versus Golden Sun.
This is weird.
Yeah, I've invested a lot of time in the Golden Sun. It's not the only game I've been playing on the Game Boy Advance, but it's one of two that I've been kind of going back and forth with.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just not high on Chains of Olympus, man. It just bores me. I feel like I could do better on the Vita, or I'm sorry, the PSP.
You could.
So I'm gonna say God of War. I'd be better off playing one of the definitive console entries, I think, to really get a hold of that series. So I'm gonna let God of War Chains of Olympus slip out.
It's gonna slip out into the distance, ladies and gentlemen. It's gone. Whew. It's gone. How'd you feel about that?
I feel better. I feel like I don't have to battle with that game anymore. I couldn't come to terms with retiring it, but now
it's out there.
It's gone.
It's out there.
It's gone.
You
I feel better.
Some one-to-one comparisons, and you feel good about it.
I feel really good about it.
All right.
Okie dokie. Your third bracket.
Third bracket. Bracket number three.
All right. Coming up.
Here we go.
Divinity Original Sin.
OG Sin.
OG Sin from episode 23 last summer. Mm-hmm. And the Metro series, which you bought in a pack right there around Thanksgiving, I believe. Episode 29.
It was the last game that I bought.
It was, matter of fact. And now the series is what? Is that one or two games? Two games. So
it's 2033 and Last Light.
But if you combine that together, if you played those through, it would probably match the length of time, probably still less than
probably
it would take to beat
Divinity.
Original Sin. So yeah. I think it's still a fair matchup. What do you think here?
Of those two, I would say Metro is the loser.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. You really want to experience that Divinity. You've put a little time into Metro.
I do. I have put time into Metro. I've experienced it. I kind of get the idea. I could read the book if I wanted to get an idea what the story is. I don't think I will.
And they're from a generation ago.
Yeah. And I mean, these are remasters, so they're pretty and they're, you know, quicker frame rates and all that shit. But yeah.
Okay.
Moving on.
Now, this, I'm excited to hear what you say about this one.
Oh, my God.
This is a tough matchup.
Oh, my God.
The Witcher 3. Which has been, it's been around a while for you, man. Yeah, it's been around since episode 6, 2015. It's been around a while.
It has.
And Shovel Knight coming in around episode 17 last April. Mm. Witcher 3 versus Shovel Knight, my man. What are you thinking here?
You know what? I'm going to, much to the chagrin of all those watching and listening all around the world right now, I'm going to have to say that Shovel Knight's out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it still has a while to go.
It does. At this point in the tournament, though,
it's like
it is
triple amazing. Elimination tournament.
Yeah, it is.
But that's. I'm not surprised.
I'm invested in The Witcher. I bought the DLC. I love the world, love the story, and I think I've sang the praises of the game a lot. Shovel Knight, I feel like I've experienced because I have played a decent amount of it.
Yeah.
So that's my justification.
You know, you could probably beat that if you sat down with it over, you know, a couple nights.
Probably.
Really could. Then yeah. we won't have to go through this if you just beat it.
I know.
Up next, Unravel, cute little game from EA.
Mm-hmm.
You threw that in back around episode 20 last summer. And Mad Max, a game that I enjoyed playing. Yeah. I think that was my first Xbox One purchase, but you added it here recently. I think it was cheap.
Yeah, it was free. It was like $6.
$6. Yeah. That was back in around Thanksgiving of last year. So
makes sense.
Between those two, what you got?
I'm going to say Mad Max. Mad Max is the keeper.
Oh, man. I thought it was going into overtime there.
Oh, no.
So keeping the Max,
keeping
losing
the Max.
Yarny.
Yarny's moving forward.
Okay.
All right. Oh, this next matchup gives me the willies.
I think I know how this one's going to go, but let's see.
Okay.
You have Fire Emblem Awakening.
That's my jam.
A big 3DS title you've been tits on since episode 14, February of 2016, and Deus Ex Mankind Divided from episode 27 of October 2016.
This is toughy.
Where are you at on this?
Deus Ex moves forward.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, Fire Emblem will always be there in my pocket.
If you're holding your 3DS, it will be.
In my pocket. Yeah.
Okay, back up to the top. The Metro series versus the shovel.
What in the world? versus the Shovel Knight. I'm going to have to say that Metro moves forward.
Yeah. That's what I thought. You can't get rid of the shove, my man. Shove Knight. It's like Suge Knight, but with a shovel. And down here, Unravel, old Yarny versus Deus Ex, Mankind Divided.
Unravel moves forward.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It never seemed like your style of game, to be quite honest.
I wanted to experience it, you know.
It looked pretty.
It's pretty and cute.
Yeah, cutesy.
It's platformer.
It's basically a Nintendo game on Xbox or PS4, you know. It has that flavor to it.
Yeah.
Plus the yarn thing is pervasive in Nintendo. Metro versus Unravel.
Oh, this is
how vastly different, you know.
Vastly.
Yeah, one has actual sunshine in it, and the other is gray. Doom and gloom.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna have to say that I'm going to stick with the doom and gloom and Unravel out of the backlog.
Man, poor Yarny.
That's tough. It's tough. Man. I get it.
All right. Okay. What do you want to do here? Me or you again?
No, I'll go to you again.
You do me again. Right, okay.
So bracket number two.
Let's do it.
All right. So first matchup. A Boy and His Blob versus Bayonetta 2.
Yeah, David Crane's little NES game there. I really enjoyed that. I added to the backlog a long, long time ago.
In a galaxy.
April 2016. Put a little time into it. I think I almost beat it, but did not.
Now that's the one where you have like the vitamins and stuff.
Yeah. It really is neat. I don't know of anything else quite like it. But Bayonetta 2, man, I'm so invested into it. A Boy and His Blob is going to advance.
All right. All right, next matchup. Adventures of Lolo 3 versus Call of Duty Blops 3.
I was playing Blops 3 with some buddies, and those buddies stopped playing that game. Lolo 3 is something that I enjoy with me and my wife. We play it or sit down and try to solve those puzzles together. Now, it's been a doozy, but I have loved it, and of course you got it for me, which I appreciate. So Blops 3 is going to be advancing.
All right.
To the next round.
All right, so the next matchup, Jet Force Gemini versus BioShock Infinite.
I've dabbled a little bit in Infinite. I added it back in last January of 2016. Jet Force Gemini, of course, Force Jizz in My Eye or whatever from
Jet Force Gemini.
Just a month ago. Oh, man.
Toughy.
It is tough. But, you know, as much as I appreciate BioShock, I think I'm just too into Jet Force Gemini to turn back. So I'm going to let BioShock advance.
BioShock is moving forward. Oh, man. That's a shocker.
Is it really?
BioShock. Stick with me.
All
right.
Yeah. Okay.
Next matchup, Advance Wars versus Super Metroid.
Advance Wars, added that on a car trip. Jesus Christ, added that on a car trip. Episode 29, November 2016. Put a lot of time into it. Got stuck. Got real stuck. Super Metroid, one that, you know, you and I are playing together. We started that, you know,
6 months ago. I don't know what it was.
Well, how long it's been. We have on here 3 months ago.
Seems right.
But
seems
it right. Feels like longer. It's been a while since we played it.
Ages.
I love Super Metroid, and I want to keep it, and I want to keep playing it, with or without you, to be quite honest. So I'm going to keep it and let Advance Wars slip through.
All right. So let's go back to the next round. Golden Sun.
No.
Boy and his blob. There it is. Boy and His Blob versus Black Ops 3.
Blob and Blops.
The Boy Blops.
Man, what a matchup.
Who loses? Who moves forward?
Dude, I don't know. I guess I'll let Blops 3 keep going. I just, you know, without my buddies there, I'm not interested in going at it alone. I'm really not.
Going at it alone is tough.
Yeah, so, believe it or not, an old David Crane NES title with vitamins and a blob is going to beat
super
a damn nigh masterpiece for a Call of Duty game.
It's a good game. All right, next matchup, BioShock Infinite, Advance Wars.
You know, I don't just sit on car rides and put 10 hours worth of my time into a game and just let it go, so I'm going to keep Advance Wars and let Infinite slip on through. Slip on through to the other side.
BioShock.
God, I am not excited about this. Because I do want to play both of these games.
I don't blame you for not being excited. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's the matchup if you haven't been playing along at home. It is Black Ops 3 versus BioShock Infinite.
Good Lord.
Now, I know the way I would go with this.
Yeah. Man. I guess I'm gonna
Oh, the tension.
Ah, dude, tension, I don't know.
The tension.
You know, I don't like the steampunkiness of the BioShock. And I never really was hooked.
That's pretty funny.
So I'm gonna let BioShock Infinite go.
Ugh,
I'm gonna let it go.
Killing me.
I'm gonna let it go.
Ah, what a heartbreak. What a heartbreaking
I'm gonna
loss.
Let it go.
Ladies and gentlemen, BioShock Infinite.
I'm gonna let it go.
One of the best games.
That's good. It's decent. It's just not for me. I mean, not that Blobs 3 is either.
Well, that's true.
I might get rid of both of them.
Just to spite me.
Yeah.
All right. So that, ladies and gentlemen, clears out that tournament.
It does. Now we're on the last one.
Last one for me. Here we go. Here we
are
go.
Are you ready for this?
I'm so ready.
Okay. You're about to get rid of another game. I hope you're prepared.
I'm not.
This will be your fourth
prepared.
One.
Oh, God.
Flame in the Flood.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I remember we recorded this one back over at your place, back episode 18.
Long time
ago. Last April, or April 2016, versus Arkham Knight.
Huh.
Batman game I really enjoyed.
Yeah, you did.
And you added that one, episode 7. That's been there a long time.
It has.
So Flame in the Flood versus the last Batman Arkham entry.
Advancing, I think advancing in this case is... I think Flame in the Flood advances.
Ooh, yeah. You were so high on it.
It's not over yet.
It's not over yet. That's true.
Not over yet.
That's not true. So you plan on playing Arkham Knight then?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I just said I'm not taking it out of my backlog.
All right. Next, The Vanishing of Ethan Carter. Where'd he go? Oh, you know, that was episode 12 last January versus Pokemon Yellow. So, you know, it's a last entry of Pokemon. It's not last one. It's
right.
It's old school Pokemon.
Yeah, I'm going to say between these two, Pokemon Yellow advances to duel it out with Flame in the Flood in the next round.
Yeah. Well, you have the other Pokemon. You know,
I got Moon.
You got Moon ready. So you're not missing out if that one goes.
Not the end of the world.
Super Metroid and Horizon Zero Dawn.
Oh, yeah. Super Metroid advances every day. Yeah, Horizon Zero Dawn is my bread and butter and pickles.
Yeah, it's one I feel like in this bracket, Super Metroid might have beat out a lot of games, just not Horizon Zero Dawn.
Probably not.
Far Cry Primal. A game that, man, I remember you talking about. You know, you gave us the sweet-ass McAxel, take us on a ride. And you
were stuck with you. I'm impressed that stuck with you. Because I don't even remember the story.
Oh, it just sounded so good.
Well, I mean, it is a good game.
And then Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2, which has a campaign. Where are you at with this one?
It do. I'm going to say PVZ advances.
Okay.
Far Cry Primal will remain safely in the backlog.
Okay. Flame in the Flood versus Pokemon Yellow.
This is easy. Pokemon Yellow goes.
Oh, goodness.
Let's just knock that on out of there.
I think we do know how this is going to end.
It's possible.
Super Metroid versus Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2.
I'm going to say PVZ goes ahead again.
Okay.
To show down with Pokemon Yellow versus PVZ GW2.
Yeah. What do you at here?
I'm not going to drag this out. This is going to be simple decision. Pokemon Yellow out of the backlog.
Oh, because you got Pokemon Moon in there. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm good.
So you got rid of Sherlock Holmes, Crimes and Punishments.
Yep.
Patapon. Unravel, and Pokemon Yellow from your giant pile of shame. How does it feel? Tell me how it feels.
It feels, you know, there's some sadness.
You feel relieved?
There's some bittersweetness, but there's a weight lifted.
Yeah.
It feels good to have a few things just, you know, not arbitrarily. Decisions were made. Maybe the matchups were arbitrary, but that's okay.
Well, they were random.
And you got rid of God of War, Chains of Olympus, and BioShock Infinite. How do you feel about that?
I'm okay with God of War, BioShock Infinite.
A little bittersweet.
A little bit. I mean, I know I was always looking forward to playing, but I just kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. And to be quite honest, it might have been years from now before I got to it anyway.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I'm okay with it.
All right.
So, does that wrap it up?
That wraps up the tournament.
All right. Well, we spring cleaned.
We sprung clung.
And I thought it went really well.
I had fun with it.
Yep. And of course, for our, you know, we did a cleaning during Yeargasm,
right?
Our Yeargasm episode, our 1 year anniversary. We might do another one.
We might come back,
you know,
and
back in August or something like.
Because I'll be buying games, you know, from June to August.
Yeah, you'll be wrecking that back. Like, it's like coming off a diet. You'll just be hitting the buffet.
Cheat day.
All right. Well, that pretty much does it for the episode today. Thank you guys for sticking with it.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, as always, you can follow us on Twitter. I'm at TravPlaysGames.
I'm at the McAxel.
And together, you can find us at Polykill. We're on Facebook.com. We're on Facebook.com/PolykillPodcast.
Yeah, we are.
You could subscribe to our YouTube. You'll have to search it the hard way because we don't have a custom URL yet because we're just
a boy.
Yeah, we're kind of pieces of shit on YouTube. You can rate us on whatever podcast service you use. That'd be awesome. Tell your nana. Tell your friends. You know, we can't grow without your help.
Yeah.
You know, we're not trying to take over the world, but
tell your misconnections.
Yeah.
On Craigslist. Tell your one night stands.
Yeah. Tell your Tinders. And your grinders.
Tell them all.
And polykill.com. Hit us up there. You can also talk to us on the forums over at cartridgeclub.org, which is I'm well aware, is short for organism.
Org, yes.
See you later.